Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Sherry, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, January 24th, 2022, and today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are at page 161, the second paragraph. Today's readers are Laura R., Stephanie L., and Shelley E. The reference number for Sunday's special edition was 18,448, and the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 18,451. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition, states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Tom L. to read the 12 steps.
Hi, this is Tom L., compulsive overeater, glad to be of service. 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food. Our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening, as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And I thank you.
Oh, thank you, Tom. And now I'll ask Lorraine to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning. This is Lorraine N., recovered compulsive eater in Oregon. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for the opportunity to read, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Lorraine. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. I'll be timing you, and I'll be letting you know when the time is up. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 161, the second paragraph, and I will ask Laura R. to begin reading.
Good morning. This is Laura R., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Colorado. But life among Alcoholics Anonymous is more than attending gatherings and visiting hospitals, cleaning up old scrapes, helping to settle family differences, explaining the disinherited son to his irate parents, lending money and securing jobs for each other when justified. These are everyday occurrences. No one is too discredited or has sunk too low to be welcomed cordially, if he means business. Social distinctions, petty rivalries and jealousies, these are laughed out or countenanced. Being wrecked in the same vessel, being restored and united under one God with hearts and minds attuned to the welfare of others, these things which matter so much to other people no longer signify much to them. How could they? Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on in this paragraph. And I don't know, I was reading it before this meeting right now. And again, just the gratitude of where God can take all of us. For some reason, what comes out to me is if he means business. Honestly, there isn't. You and I are exactly the same. I mean, it's a yet if I haven't done something, because I can get there. You know, I can get anywhere. I can go and eat out of garbage cans. I can eat, which I have, you know, and someone else hasn't. But it's but a yet. You know, I am no different than anyone else. But what's so amazing is that we're all the same if we just surrender to a higher power and realize that we are powerless, you know, not only for our food, but of everything. That is what I'm starting to really realize, is that I have got to give it all. You know, it says in the Big Book somewhere, I can't remember, it's like we have to turn in all things to the God who presides over us all. What's all mean? All. You know, in the first step, we give away our food, but in the third step, it's really saying that we got to turn in all of our thoughts and our actions to God. And that being said, in the second step, it's like, oh my gosh, God, like I am so desperate. From the first step, I realized the desperation of my problem. And then I'm on my knees and my flag is up and I'm saying, God, please help me. And it's every time that I forget that I think I have any kind of power that I get slammed right back down and hopefully I don't pick up the food. And what's so awesome is when I'm on my knees and the flag is up and we're all there and we turn in, you know, it says that we're being restored under one God. At that point, like, I know we all mean business. And that's the thing. I will do anything for anyone within my ability if you're hungry. You know, if we're hungry, it is easy to pick up the phone and read the book with someone. They're caring. Not me. It's me, them, God. And God's the one that's carrying the both of us. And I am learning just as much as they are when we're one alcoholic or one compulsive overeater talking to another. Yeah, and then what mattered so much in the past, you know, it's taken some time, you know, but that's what I'm starting to understand. Like my heart is so wicked. Like it is, I need God in all of my heart to change it from like the ground up, roots up, because I'm a desperate compulsive overeater that really is the character defects are all over the place. But what's so amazing is when I ask God to restore me to sanity, he will. I just got to continue to realize that I'm powerless, that God could and would if he were sought, that he will restore me to sanity. And again, just what's so amazing is that we clean house, we trust God, we work with others, and we can do anything for each other because we know that if we're doing those things, that there's, you know, that I can go and help anyone because I am them. We are the same. I'm not probably over almost my time, but one of the things that I love in the two seconds.
Uh-huh. There
so we're going to end right there. Thanks. Thank you. Okay, see ya. Bye.
Thanks, Laura, for getting us started and for that great share. Okay, so although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. I'm ready to take a lineup if you haven't shared in the last few days.
Teresa C.
Teresa C. Anyone else? Teresa C., why don't you go ahead and start, and then we'll take more names after.
Donna W.
Oh, Donna W. Okay, great.
And Stephanie L.
Wonderful. Okay, we have three. Here we go. Teresa C., you're up, followed by Donna W. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm Teresa C., compulsive overeater in New Jersey, in recovery for today. Two lines just kind of stuck out for me today. In the middle of the paragraph, no one is too discredited or has sunk too low to be welcomed. And that just reminded me of the fact that, you know, no matter how bad I felt or if I picked up something, I always knew that I'd be welcome back if I had the willingness to come back. So that's what's really kept me going and has gotten me through some hard times. And then near the end, I just like this, being wrecked in the same vessel, being restored and united under one God with hearts and minds attuned to the welfare of others. That's really meant a lot to me, especially coming into visions. I would say that, my growth in understanding, that's one of the ways that I have grown in understanding is how important it is to work with others. Before I came to visions, I knew it wasn't, I just really didn't have the same sense of that. I was friendly with people. We did things together. But for some reason, my higher power never had me be available as a sponsor, or if I was a sponsor, never have me available to have sponsees. And that has really changed in vision. So I am very grateful for that because it's just meant so much to me and so much to my recovery. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Teresa C. And Donna W. is up next, followed by Stephanie L.
Hi, this is Donna W. checking in from Palo Alto, California. So grateful for my abstinence and my recovery and for vision. And the last time I worked the steps, I really got that, it's not just about my food. I really have to turn everything over. I'm powerless. And that I can't, I'm self-will run riot, and I need my higher power. And the only way I can make space for God's will is by letting go of my self-will. And so just really learning that I have to turn everything over. And then part of turning everything over is identifying with others, that it's not just about me, I just want to say I've got all these hummingbirds flying around me as I'm sharing. It's pretty crazy. I'm outside. It's about, the humility to know that I am not terminally unique. And I have found that being a program, that when times are really rough, that it's just such an amazing community is around me. I've had surgeries where my program fellows have been more there for me than any of my friends or family. And I've also have been going through some health issues for a long time. I've got long COVID, and starting to connect with others in program and just knowing I'm not alone. It means so much to me. I can't even tell you. So, you know, and as the speaker shared was, you know, it's the yet. Like, it gives me some hope with the issues I'm dealing with now that maybe I can be of service to someone else. And even though I don't want to be dealing with this, that someday I'm going to be able to serve, you know, that there's a purpose that I get to help others. So I'm grateful that I get to be helped and then I get to help others. Thank you, I pass.
Thank you so much, Donna W. Stephanie L. is up next, and then I'll take a new lineup. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Good morning, everyone. It's Stephanie L., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. And I just want to thank Laura for starting us off, and what an amazing share, and what a great paragraph. And, you know, the first thing that sticks out to me is that no one is too discredited or is sunk too low to be welcomed cordially, right? So it doesn't matter what I've done, the horrible things that I've done in my past, whether it was in the food or not in the food, that does not keep me from finding this spiritual solution that is saving my life. And I am, you know, a relapse survivor. I have relapsed multiple times in this program. And I used to think that I would not be welcome back. No one wants to see me again. You know, I've gained all this weight, yada, yada, yada. You know, it was a bunch of BS, because I have found that, you know, coming back in a couple days, it'll be a year out of relapse, actually. Wow. Thank you, God. But I have found that people were happy to see me, and people welcomed me with open arms, and people offered love and assistance and help. And then, you know, this last part where it says being wrecked in the same vessel and being restored and united under God, you know, with hearts and minds attuned to the welfare of others. Well, that's not me in my natural state. I'm not attuned to the welfare of others. My natural state is selfishness and self-centeredness and me, me, me. And here's the thing. Here's the amazing miracle, is that God came in. My sponsor says this all the time. God rewires our hearts and our minds as we work these steps, and we have this spiritual awakening. And that is my experience, that I have been rewired. Do I want to do it all the time? No. Do I find amazing relief and fellowship when, you know, I care about the welfare and I help others? You know, it's amazing. And then it says the things which matter so much to some people no longer signify much to them. Power, prestige, a title, having this or having that. You know, none of that, that is not the goal anymore. The goal is to continue to deepen the spiritual connection I have with this God who is saving my life every single day from this merciless disease, and then to get to laugh and have fun and build an amazing fellowship of women who I love so much every day that I got to walk this walk with. So, wow, it's amazing. So thank you, everyone, and thanks for letting me share. I'll pass.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't help but giggle with the joy. Okay, I'm taking a new lineup here. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 days, we would love to hear your experience, strength, and hope on the paragraph that we read today.
Susan Deborah G.
from Georgia.
Bruce E.
I have Deborah G. And then there was somebody from Georgia before Bruce E. Who was from Georgia?
Susan P.
Thank you, Susan. Anybody else?
Denise H.
Joanne W.
Denise H. And then somebody W.
Joanne. What is the paragraph?
Thank you so much. Yes, we are on page 161, the second paragraph, starting with But Life Among Alcoholics, that one paragraph only. So far for this lineup, I have Deborah G., Susan P., Bruce E., Denise H., Joanne W. Anyone else want to get added to this lineup?
Can you add my name too? It's Francoise C.
Yes, Francois, I will add you, and we will begin this lineup. Okay, Deborah G., you're up next.
Oh, thank you, Sherry, so much for being of service and everyone that has made this meeting possible. And my name is Deborah G. from Arizona, compulsive overeater. And yeah, the first part of the paragraph, I love that it isn't just that. That can be part of it, but it doesn't have to be all of it. And here's where the cool stuff comes in. We're wrecked in the same vessel. We're all in this together. We're all, what a wonderful, beautiful experience that I can hold hands with everyone in this program. And I love what just that in itself, you know, calling. Just recently I got someone for my God Squad. You know, it's just an amazing experience when I just connect with other people and doing this. And then being restored and united under one God. Oh, I love how in the meetings and in the talks, people talk about God and their experience with God. So I'm always in that flow of hearing God, because that's what already was shared. That's what I want to do, continue to go through these steps, living these steps, and having a deeper relationship with God. And in doing that, I hear what others are doing with God, with hearts and minds attuned to the welfare of others, waking up in the morning and thinking about who I can help. God, what do you have for me to do today? And it's such a beautiful experience. I just finished step work, step 12 with the sponsee, and it's the longest absence she's ever had, and she's just so full of wanting to, you know, live like this. It's just so cool. And then yesterday I got a call, that was God, of another gal that wants me to take her through the steps, so I get to have that same experience of helping another again so they don't have to suffer. And then, which matters so much to some people, no longer signify much. You know, that's my life, and I love my life, and I love all of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Deborah G. And next up is Susan P., followed by Bruce C. Go ahead, Susan.
Can I be heard?
Yes, we hear you.
So the line in that paragraph that meant something to me is, no one is too discredited or has sunk too low to be welcomed cordially, if he means business. And it's not that I had garbage cans or any of that stuff, but I came into program in 1976, and I've had 106 days of abstinence. And I judge myself, as many of us do, very, very harshly, because, you know, why the hell did it take so long? But this time around, you know, I'm working very hard through the steps to develop a God consciousness and to learn to forgive myself, because I'm a sick person. I did the best I could. And I do mean business, even though I still feel like I'm jumping off the cliff and don't know where I'm going to land. But I'm working the steps, you know, with a sponsor, and just completing step 8 and step 9. And, you know, I feel some sadness and grief, you know, over some of the things that were disclosed. I mean, real sadness and real grief. But the thing that I remember is just like when I really want to eat something inappropriate, this too shall pass if I ask God for help. And if I ask my fellow, you know, people in the program for help, because what makes this time, among other things, very different is that I work hard to be connected to people, because step one, I acknowledge how much I need to experience God through people. And so I'm really hoping that, you know, the step 9 promise, we will not regret the past service to shut the door on it. And everything that happened in my life went into where I am today. And actually, in general, I'm very, very happy. I'm very happy with where my life is today. But I'm still dealing with you know, and always will be dealing with issues. But I'm very, very grateful. And that line really spoke to me. I have not sunk too low. I'm not the worst person in this program, probably not the person who has tried unsuccessfully the longest time either. But actually, we're all just in the same place, and that it's one day at a time. And I'm just ecstatically grateful for vision for all of you. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan P. I believe it's from Georgia, in case anybody wants to find you on the phone list. And next up is Bruce E. Go ahead, Bruce.
Well, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Thanks, everybody on the line. Bruce E., recovered in Fort Myers, Florida area. Yeah, very grateful here to be on this line and to be doing this work. Grateful to be recovered. The latter part of that reading, last sentence here, took me a while to figure out what he's saying. I'm not even sure if I know for sure what he was saying. But the things which matter so much to some people no longer signify much to them. So, at one time, and this still does matter some to me, but not as much as it used to. So, self-centeredness, self-seekingness, trying to get my own way all the time. So that mattered a lot all my life, and it's mattering less and less now. And I've been wrecked in this same vessel. Same vessel would be the food. I've been wrecked in the same vessel. You know, I totally a shipwreck, and then all the things that went with it. You know, the economic insecurity, the difficulties with people, and you know, just not getting along, not being at peace. And I sunk pretty low, you know, it talks about that. No one is too discredited as sunk too low to be welcomed cordially. If he means business, I sunk too low. And it just talks at the top there about attending meetings. AA or OA is more than attending meetings. So for years, I thought, you know, go to one meeting a week. You know, do a little step work now and then, maybe a little bit every day, write down when I'm eating or, you know, trying to make some kind of effort about being accountable about what I'm eating, let somebody know about it, try to call somebody. You know, I thought that stuff would keep me sober, get me recovered, keep me abstinent. It never did. It took more than that. It took more than a meeting a week, that's for sure. So I stayed... I just relapse every couple of weeks or couple of months, couple of years for a long time until I got into vision, got recovered. But I just thought, you know, yeah, you do a meeting a week, you know, that's not too bad. And never got recovered. It says here I had to get a sponsor and really get my nose in this big book. Explaining this, okay, he's talking about doing a lot of service work here, cleaning up old scrapes, helping yourself. These are everyday occurrences. So, yeah, it's different.
It's
I think differently
amazing.
Now. Oh, thank you. At first, I thought it was all about helping me. Now I realize it's about helping other people. So, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce E. from Florida. And next we have Denise H. followed by Joanne W. Go ahead, Denise. Star one to unmute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you. Go
okay.
ahead.
This is Denise H. in Pawleys Island, South Carolina. I wanted to ask a question about leaving my number.
Okay.
And I'm not sure when that happened.
Stay till the end of the meeting, and we'll be asking for newcomer contact then. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I'm not actually a newcomer, but my sponsor asked me to come online and ask.
Yeah, we don't leave numbers here, but we have a member phone list, and we can help direct you to that if you wait till the end of the meeting. We have a website.
I know the phone list, but she wants to ask for something specific, and I don't know. It's something that I'm working on in my recovery and working on my steps, and She seems
okay. If you come on the video, we have a meeting for questions and answers. It's the Vision Unrecorded meeting every day at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you come on that meeting, that's where we take questions and answers, and we'd love to have your question there. Thank you so much. I'm going to move on so we can have more shares. And we'll
okay, well, I just didn't use that much for me, so.
Jeez. Did you want to share for a minute, then? Okay, I'm going to move on to Joanne W. Go ahead, Joanne.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah.
This is Joanne W. from Pennsylvania, recovering compulsive overeater. I've been on the vision meeting since October, since my dad passed away, and things have been overwhelming. And so kind of nervous with sharing, but in the paragraph, things that stuck out to me is about more than just attending the meetings and doing the work and being angry that there was so much or jealousy that other people didn't have to do as much work as I needed to do to keep healthy, to keep sober, to keep my food clean. And and more about settling family differences and the jealousies and just doing the steps, which I did, and not always my 10th step, which I'm not faithful to it, but reaching out to others. And a lot of people talk about God squads, and that's something I struggle in, about reaching out to other people and not knowing what to say, or they talk about the book and not faithful of reading the book. I mean, this is my first year of going through the whole book. And of just having that fear of reaching out and being there, and seeing lately that my husband's going through life changes of losing a job of 20 years, and seeing that there's a lot more about selfishness about me. What about me? What am I going through? Having a hard time being there for him. Me dealing with health issues myself, and like him, seeing that it's more selfish, seeing that selfishness in me and that pettiness in me and that self-centeredness in me, and growing up in an alcoholic family, I've seen that a lot. And I guess coming back again, it seems like when I leave and I come back again, I'm a little more willing to do what I need to do, of just feeling like I wasted so much time of just resisting. And just want to thank for everybody for your shares and the service that you're doing. And just want to say thank you.
Thanks so much, Joanne. Okay, thanks so much for your share. And before we take another lineup and Francois next too, I want to just let anybody know that may have come on late that we are reading today from the Big Book, page 161, the second paragraph that starts, "But Life Among Alcoholics." We're reading that one paragraph only and unpacking it. So now I'm going to ask for Francois to unmute, and then I'll take more names. Go ahead, Francois, start one.
Good morning, everybody. Francois C. from Montreal. And this reading really touched me today because I am finally moving forward out of this awful relapse that I was in. I've found a new sponsor who is just absolutely amazing in working the steps. And when it says, like, your past doesn't make a difference, it truly doesn't make a difference. Being in the same vessel with all of you, it's almost like, being in a life raft. I'm being held up by my fellows. I'm definitely overwhelmed because I've been in program many, many years, and I'm a real good relapser. And this time, it's sort of like trying to work this program so that I don't fall into a relapse again. And the what's standing out to me more and more and more is that this is not about the food. I am spiritually ill. I never realized how my whole life evolved around me. And it's only through my fellows and reworking the steps. And it's the first time that I'm really doing it and feeling that I'm a diligent member of OA and Vision for You and becoming a Big Book Thumper, that I feel that I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And it's the first time I feel that I see that light. So today I am just blessed with gratitude to be with you all in this boat. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Francois. And I'm ready to take a new lineup. So we ask that if you've shared in the last 2 days, that you give others a chance to share. So who would like to share?
Kelly H.
Jody E.
Kate H.
Jennifer
L.
Jody
Tracy
E.
V.
I missed a couple name. So I'm just going to tell you who I heard and then tell me if I didn't get your name. I heard a Kelly H, a Jody E. I did hear a Tracy.
Paige L.
Paige L.
Jennifer C.
Jennifer C.
Kate H.
Kate H. Okay, I'm not sure we're going to get to everybody, but I'm putting you all down, and let's go ahead and begin. So the first up is Kelly H.
Okay. Hi, this is Kelly H. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I'm calling from North Carolina, and I love this paragraph. One of the things that I just got after maybe reading this 4 or 5 different times in my 1 year and a little some journey, is that I've noticed that going through the steps, how thin-skinned I was. And, man, if somebody said something or my resentments were often triggered because I got my feelings hurt or I tried something and it wasn't appreciated, thin skin, overly sensitive, and also becoming a resentment machine and all of that. But working this journey, doing those 4th steps, those 9th steps, talking about character defects, step 5, step 6, and 7, you know, all of those things, being in the whole 1 to 12 stepping, I went from being thin-skinned to having skin in the game. It is amazing to be part of a solution for someone else, at least offering them the solution. I am not less sensitive, but I have skin in the game. So I know what to do with the resentment. And guess what? I'm not that much of a resentment machine as I used to be. You know, I sure do get my feelings hurt from time to time. But I also have a little humor now that I didn't have before. I might have more humility now and not the raging ego that can't be hurt. Now I could kind of have a little self-deprecating humor. It doesn't lead me to dread or morose, but it leads me to want to serve others and to quiet myself when I feel like I'm dominating a conversation. I'm so grateful that it's actual service. Skin in the game is one of the great ways that I've experienced transformation in this program, and so grateful. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Kelly. And next up is Jody E., followed by Paige. Go ahead, Jody.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., gratefully recovered in California, and thank you so much for that previous share. That was spot on. I too can see the psychic change that has happened as a result of working the 12 steps. I too was so terrified of admitting my wrongs or of being criticized by anybody else. I could not handle it. But once I got into the program and started working these 12 steps, slowly but surely, I don't think it was too sudden for me, I became much less sensitive, absolutely. And today, one of the promises of this program seems to be that I don't fear people so much. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. I can intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle me, which largely had to do with people. I was so afraid of what people would say or do in reaction to me that I wouldn't approach them, even when I needed to. So yes, this transformation of attitude and psyche, it's remarkable, and it's such a relief, because I truly was terrified to be in my own skin. I was very uncomfortable in my own skin. And today, thanks to working these steps and helping others, and that is what it comes down to, attuned to the welfare of others, I can be comfortable in my own skin today. I can be humble, neither cocky nor afraid. And what a blessing that is. So thank you all for your service and making this meeting possible. I truly am grateful, and with that, I pass.
Thank you, Jody E. And next up is Paige L., followed by Tracy. Go ahead, Paige.
Hi, this is Paige, compulsive overeater. Can I be heard?
Yes, we hear you.
Thank you so much. This meeting is a miracle for me today. I have a sponsor in OA, and she's also a friend in another program. And when I read the paragraph, first I had to find my book. And I've been in a relapse that's been very long and difficult. And I've been in self-centeredness for a while. And when I logged on to the meeting, when I got onto the meeting this morning, I couldn't figure out if it was going to be an Al-Anon meeting or a phone meeting because of the message my sponsor sent me. And I was waiting and waiting and waiting, and there was all this stillness, and it was my higher power getting me ready. And I was welcomed cordially, and that's one of the things that jumped out for me. I was so relieved that it was an OA meeting. I think my higher power wanted me to know how badly I've been needing this. I have so many jealousies and things that are related to my social distinction, which has recently changed because of the pandemic, and this is just such a wonderful book. And when I first came to OA, this is all we had. And every meeting I've been to seems like not enough and unhealthy if we're not using the big book. And I'd be trying to tell people, you know, you need to use the big book. And I love that this is just feels like home. I'm in business, and what jumps out again is that if I go around meaning business, but it's not this business, nothing happens. I'm a nag and no one listens, and I'm discredited, and I never find my way out. So thank you for welcoming me cordially. I had about 18 years of abstinence, and got diagnosed with celiac disease, and food fell off the planet for me. So my solution, which was to eat emotionally, but keep it kind of under, I was young and I'm older, and now I have another disease. So
I need this program desperately. It can kill you. And the fear, I want to thank, I don't want to crosstalk, fear of people. The financial insecurity
gentle
has left.
Reminder.
Thank you. I didn't believe that that would happen. My surroundings haven't changed as much as I wanted them to. But the fear of finances has left me. It's the fear of people that's eating me alive. So I am a terrified, grateful member of OA who is so glad that you let me speak in this safe space where I can be heard and known. I pass.
Thanks, Paige. And next up we have Tracy, and I'm so sorry we're not going to be able to get to the other two fellows, so please come back and share tomorrow if you can. So go ahead, Tracy.
Hi, this is Tracy, a compulsive overeater. I just am grateful to be here. I was listening to the previous share. I think Paige was her name. And she really, it really was a huge God chat moment for me. I'm in another program as well and have been very successful in that program for the past 13 years. And in that program, I mean business. But in OA, I have not meant business. And I think that's something that really just hit home to me. Sometimes I downplay this disease, and I've been struggling the last year, like on and off with, you know, I'll get a couple weeks and then I'll pick up the food and then binge. And I just, it's just progressively, you know, gotten worse and worse and worse. And I just really see that this is a disease for me, and that I have to ask God to help me be willing to do what I need to do to mean business for this disease, to help me to really get abstinent and get recovered again. Because I, at one point I was, and then I took it for granted. I picked up the food, and it's just, it's been cunning and baffling. So I'm just really grateful to be here and grateful to share and grateful for Vision. And that's all I have to share. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Tracy. And we do have time for about a minute, minute and a half share, Jennifer. So go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much. This is Jennifer, compulsive overeater, recovering compulsive overeater in New York. And this has been a great meeting, and this is a beautiful paragraph for so many reasons. But the thing that really stuck out for me was no one is too discredited or is sunk too low to be welcomed cordially if there's a qualifier there. He means business. And so I had to kind of think about myself, and it's like, well, do I mean business? I mean, I can talk the talk, but, and I may think I'm fooling myself, and I may think I'm fooling other people in program, but I'm certainly not fooling God, and certainly not going to be recovering if I don't mean business. So today, my prayer is that rather than just talking the talk, and doing the thing, that I also remember that I mean business. I want to recover, and so I have to go to any lengths to get what I to get it, to do what my sponsor tells me to do, to get on meetings, to share on meetings, to be honest when I share, and not just you know, it's nice to be cordially welcomed, but I really today want to know that I mean business, and I'm not going to mess with this disease anymore. Thank you so much for letting me share. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jennifer, and thank you everybody for a great meeting. And we will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Stephanie L. please read A Vision for You, as a book is meant to be suggested.
Hello again, it's Stephanie L., recovered compulsive eater in Southern California. A vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until